Until the federal government fully funds SNAP, the state of Delaware plans to issue partial payments to recipients. But thousands of residents already face rising food insecurity. From the Delaware desk, WHYY Sarah Mueller has more.
Take some more, plenty. Oh, just two more.
Okay. The line of people waiting for food at the Wilmington YMCA snakes down two city blocks. Janasia Copling waits in line with her husband and one-year-old daughter. She says they came because they haven't gotten their November SNAP benefits yet.
It really blindsided us.
President Donald Trump's administration froze SNAP benefits to force congressional Democrats to vote to reopen the government. Democrats say they want health care subsidies restored in exchange for funding the government. Copling says the gamesmanship in Washington, D.C. has major consequences on everyday people.
With politics, everything is, you know, more so with the big guys. They're not worried about us little people, but it's affecting us very bad.
Delaware will pay emergency benefits to those on food stamps each week using its own money. Copling says she usually gets around $530 a month from SNAP. While she's unemployed and her husband is only working part-time, Copling says they depend on the anti-hunger program to get by.
Everything is super high already, so trying to find affordable groceries is difficult as is. So then when you have no money whatsoever, you know, it's really hard.
Federal funding could resume soon due to lawsuits by Delaware and other states. A judge has ordered Trump officials to issue full November payments. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.